Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, I was ready to get started there. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's time to optimize your life. Today you have a guest host. My name is Josetta. Hello, shout out to everybody. So glad to be here. It's exciting. Mr. Joel Griffin has asked me if I would sit in, and I graciously accepted, so I thank you so much for the invitation, and I thank you for the opportunity to use this platform, Blog Talk Radio, to help spread hope and to optimize my life. That's what we're all trying to do, optimize my life, make the most of what we have, and have a fantastic finish to the way that we've started. There are a few things that we're going to talk about today, a lot of things we're going to talk about today, and one of the things that we're going to talk about a little bit later on is veterans, the veterans' plight. I want to get a clearer understanding of what it is that our young men and young women go through when they have served in the military and done everything that has been asked of them, and then they return back to our shores, and how are they treated here in the United States? So that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about as we go on a little bit further into the program today. But for right now, we're going to talk about the issue of hope. What is hope? I mean, we talk about it and we use the word a lot, but do we know actually what hope means? Hope is to want or to wish for with a feeling of confident expectation. I'm going to read that again. To want or to wish for with a feeling of confident expectation. And you know something that nails everything right on the head? It is to want and to wish for with confident expectation. I am confident, and I am believing that those things that I want in life will be made manifest. They are in the process of being made manifest. And let me give you an example. One of the things that I had hoped for and wished for years and years ago was to host my own radio show. So I have the opportunity to host the Golden Hope Radio Show, and today I get a chance to be a guest host on Blog Talk Radio. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. We're welcoming all of our callers, and for those of you who are just joining us, you have joined Optimize My Life, and that's what we're doing. We're taking the opportunity to optimize this very minute and this very day and make it the most fantastic day that we can. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Optimize My Life. I'm your host, Josetta. One of the things that the Hope Collection has vigorously and enthusiastically supported is the veterans' plight. And there are a lot of things that are going on with the veterans that we're not aware of, the average citizen. The people who work within the veteran community understand what the obstacles and the problems are, but a lot of folks just really don't know. The average Joe Blow citizen doesn't really know. And we're going to take some time today to talk about what it is that veterans actually go through and why it's so important that the Hope Collection continue what they're doing, and we'll get a better understanding of why the work that the Hope Collection does is so very important. I've invited one of our honored veterans to be a guest on our show today. You have heard from him before, but he's an outstanding man. Dr. Jerry Brown has served in the military, and we're going to find out how extensively in a minute, and he has gotten out and become a very, very successful businessman. He certainly is an inspiration to me, and as you listen more to his story, I'm sure that he's going to be an inspiration to you as well. So, Dr. Jerry Brown, are you with us this day? Hello? Dr. Brown?
Yes, Josetta, God bless you. I'm really enjoying I'm enjoying the host today, and God bless you. Phenomenal job.
Ah, thank you. You are a kind man, and I appreciate those kind words. Yes, indeed. This is something else. Mr. Joel Griffin was so kind to ask me if I would fill in for him today, and I absolutely had to say yes. I don't know anybody that tells Joel Griffin no, so I certainly didn't want to be the first one to start today. Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity. So as you know, the Hope Collection works a lot with veterans. They have the Joint Chiefs of Staff have weighed in and have offered comments to the Hope Collection. And there's also a program called Soldiers for Life program. But tell me something. Let's start with why this is so important that the Hope Collection be involved with veterans. Dr. Brown, you have served in the military. What branch of the military did you serve in and how long? Give us those kinds of details.
Yeah, Josetta, if you allow me today, because, again, I'm really enjoying you as hosting the show, and I want to first, I got to do this, right, because my heart goes out to I want my guy, Country Boy. That's my guy, Country Boy, and also to Urban Spice Magazine, because you guys made the connection, and Joe, Burrow, just so many, Jack, yourself, that all of you that are part of this connection with the Hope Collection. And so when you talk about helping veterans, I don't know how you want me to do this, but I'd like to actually go back and just really give you a foundation of the type of persons that you're dealing with when you talk about veterans. They're not normal, in a sense, people. And you know, I say that in the sense that all people are created equal. They're God's people. But there are certain ones that do certain things, like yourself, like Joe, like Jack, that actually set a pace and it affects others. Right, so with many people, they can have certain leadership styles to help 100. There's some that can help 1,000. Then there's some that make decisions and do things that actually help the world. Okay,
so you think it takes a special kind of person? Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I never heard that. It takes a special kind of person to be a veteran. Okay, please go on.
Okay, so here's how just my background, and again. I'm from the Bronx, New York, raised up poor mom, 7 kids on welfare. As the story says, my mother died on Mother's Day, my brother's birthday, 4 days after my birthday, coming up real soon here, May 14th. She died on that day, and I had to drop out of school, get a job, take care of my brothers and sisters, so I got them to the South Bronx. Whenever I say I, that means God, it don't mean me, I just say I for sake of the conversation. And, but anyway, I walked past a recruiting station, Josetta, and I'm a recruiter. Invited me in to take the military test. I scored high on the test. I was able to join the military without a diploma. But here's my real story. I got into basic training. I want you to hear this. A kid with a broken life, really no hope, no direction, had an opportunity to join one of the greatest armies in the world. And leaving New York City, it was 13 of us together from different backgrounds, different upbringings. And we got to Fort Gordon, Georgia. And at that time, it was about 50 of us from around America that came together. We loaded on a bus, and from Fort Jackson to Fort Gordon, Joe said, here's the core value that each of these kids, they decided to join an organization, right, with a purpose, many different purposes, some for school, some for money, some like myself, didn't have any direction, needed something. But I would say this to you, that each one of those kids, that they had to raise their hand and commit. So they all had a core value. They had something inside them that wanted more. That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
And so,
absolutely.
So when I got to Fort Gordon, 50 kids on the bus, Joe said, here's how it started. When we got to the place, the drill sergeant said came on the bus and said, okay, you got 3 minutes to get off this bus, and 2 minutes is already gone. Right? And so you had 50 scared-to-death kids in 1 minute, right? We had told we were jumping out the windows, clamming over each other, and we got out, and it was just chaos. But Joe said, here's what happened. The same drill sergeant came back on the same bus 8 weeks later after basic training, after breaking us down, building us up, and creating a team. The same drill sergeant came on the same bus and said, you got 3 minutes to get off my bus, and 2 minutes are gone. I was able to stand up in the back of the bus and say, team one, go, team two, go, team three, go. And they all got off the bus, lined up side by side, dressed each other left, right, left, and then I stood in front of the crowd and said, drill sergeant, team excellence reports for duty. Isn't that amazing? In less than a minute.
Excellent. All right. So this was something you definitely were called to do. But I really want to get an understanding of why it is that such a high caliber of individual goes, serves in the military, and when they come back to the United States shores, we don't hear from the veterans. By and large, in the media, they're almost invisible. Why do you think that is, Dr. Brown?
Well, that's what I was trying to lay a foundation for, is to know where these guys come from. Right? They came from different backgrounds, but they went through a process in the military where they develop them into some of the most elite individuals in the world. And these characters, these individuals literally put their life on the line for their country. In many cases, they've taken a bullet. They'll dive on a grenade to protect the team. They're just doing some amazing things. And so with that type of mindset, they have a servant mindset. It's called selfless service. And they do that because of different reasons. So when they come back from the military, in any case, right, they're looking for one thing. They're looking for understanding that they've served with a major purpose, and they are looking for the system to now give back and take care of them based on the promises made from the very first day they swore in. That's what I was trying to tell you. They swore into a system, and they trusted the system. So when they get out and they retire or they get injured or disabled and they get out, the system really has not kept the promise to the veteran. So many of them, they go back into the state they were in before they even got in many cases, not all cases, to where they realize at that point they become the same like me, guy from the Bronx, no hope, no direction, no guidance, and no one to really help. And it shouldn't be that way. So what happened here?
So they reached a state of hopelessness after serving in the United States military and coming back to supposedly the greatest country on earth. Then they become hopeless?
They become more than hopeless. They become homeless, right? They become suicidal, right? They literally lose all purpose in life because the system, again, and the irony behind the whole deal is this, is that they don't want a whole lot. They simply want what they deserve. That's it. They simply want what they deserve. But to get that, a basic case, the VA. A lot of soldiers would classify the VA as a place, the Veterans Hospital, as a place where they medicate, they operate, and they assassinate veterans. That's the lingo. Can you imagine a soldier putting their life on the line, getting injured, losing a limb, leg, arm, and come back, and the system says that the sicker you are, right, the we'll give you some of your benefits. And the more closer to death we give you, the more benefits we'll give you. And there's no incentive for you to do what we taught you to do, to adapt and overcome, right, and to have selfless service, have physical courage, mental courage, and spiritual courage. We take that all from you now. We say, get in the wheelchair, take a lot of medications, and we'll give you some benefits. If you don't do that, right, you don't get benefits. Amazing. It's a backwards system.
That sounds very, very twisted and very, very wrong, but I'm just going to take a pause right now and welcome our new listeners to Optimize My Life. We're here at Blog Talk Radio. I am guest hosting for Mr. Joel Griffin, saying thank you, and we're talking about our veterans today. We're talking about the hope and hopelessness that they have faced and have endured, and why the projects that are outlined in the Hope Collection are so very important and so very vital to the success and the future of our veterans in this country. Our person that we're talking with now is Dr. Jerry Brown. He has lived this life. He understands what veterans go through. He has served in this country, and we appreciate all of your efforts and your service. And now he's helping us to understand what it is that veterans go through and why it's so vitally important that what the Hope Collection does survives and thrives. All right, Dr. Brown, so you were telling us that after the veterans come back, they don't get the things that they were promised. Well, why not? If you make a promise, I was always taught as a little girl that when you make a promise, you keep your promise. So now you're saying to me that America is forfeiting on their promise to the veterans. Why is that, and what promises specifically are we not fulfilling?
Fulfilling the promise is this, that once a veteran commits their time and their energy and their selfish sacrifice, right, Josetta, when they come back from the military, it's simply this: we will take care of you at any cost. We'll honor you. We'll respect you. So now they come back, and here's the irony. It's really government bureaucracy in a sense, because it's a cookie-cutter system for so many diverse individuals. You can't put soldiers in a cookie cutter because of their different, think about special forces, Navy SEALs, special operations guys, cooks, medics. No matter the case, though, these guys and girls have sacrificed major. And Joe said, here's how it works. They have a system, even the information, like our government. Bottom line is this. You can't really, I don't want to be so critical, but the government has systems in place that can help certain people, but they don't get the information to the people. Now, here's an example of that. They put me on a program called a special fulfillment, full service program for veterans. They put me on that program, never told me I was on the program. I filed a claim for the VA for my medical condition. Get a letter back from the VA that says, you're now disqualified from the full development program. I write back, what program? The program you were in. I never knew I was in a program. How did I get disqualified from it? Well, there's nothing we can do. That's devastating to a soldier. Let me give you the flip side of that, Josetta. I was over in Iraq. I was in combat. Scud missiles, chemical war, the whole deal. I got a care package from a young lady in Roanoke High School. She sent me a care package. It was cookies, Tootsie Rolls, and a card that said, trust God. Guess what? Today, that was 1990, but today I'm talking about that little girl giving me that card. I went to her school when I got back from Iraq. I gave her a bouquet of flowers, gave her a big check, T-shirt from the 101st, and to this day I always talk about that young lady for what she did. It wasn't a whole lot, but it meant a whole lot. What I'm telling you right now is that this system don't give even a little to the veterans. So that's why I like Urban Spike's information out, Joe, what he's doing. You guys are putting programs together that are really practical programs that are effective. Not a whole lot, but it means a whole lot. That's the difference.
You know something, it sounds like it's the little things that really matter. It's the little things, it's the taking the time to say thank you for what you've done that really, really matters. It goes a long way. Wow, that's very powerful. I would like to invite our other callers to be a part of this conversation. If you have any comments, if you have any questions, if you'd like to add to the conversation, this is a good time. The lines are open. I see we've got several callers on the line. So if there is anything that you would like to contribute to our conversation, this is the time. We're optimizing our lives right here on Blog Talk Radio. Really following through with the mission of the Hope Collection. I'm your guest host, Josetta. So lines are open. Anybody want to say anything?
Hey, Josetta, this is Chris down here in Largo, Florida.
Hi, Chris in Largo, Florida. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to give a thank you to Mr. Dr. Brown for his service to our country. Every time that I come across a veteran, I always reach my hand out, and I shake his hand, and I thank him, because, unfortunately, I don't think that happens often enough. One of the things that I don't know if you've heard about what my wife and I are doing, a vision that we had, is we're in the process of putting together a 1,200-cow dairy farm up in North Florida, and it's going to be designed for disabled veterans to work, and we're going to have housing on-site to where they can live for free with their families and perform a job on the dairy farm. And our goal is in 2 years be able, through the Hope Collection, be able to help them produce a residual income through their own business to where they can come to me and say, Chris, I no longer can afford to work for you no more because
wow.
We're making $100,000, $200,000 a year through our business that you taught us. So that's our goal, and that's what we're doing. And some people ask, well, how can a disabled veteran work on a dairy farm? Because I worked on a farm my whole life, and if you don't have a leg or both legs or an arm, some of those jobs could be tedious, and you wouldn't think it would work. Well, because of the technology that we have today and how I'm looking to design the farm, they make parlors now to milk the cows. They're called a rotary, and it's like a giant carousel to where the worker is stationary, and the cows rotate around the person. So if we've got a soldier that's a veteran that, say, had his legs taken, He can be stationary in his chair, still perform his job, and go home at the end of 8 hours knowing that he did a great job, and then knowing that in a couple years he could be financially set for the rest of his life. I mean, one of our goals is to – we got veterans that are and believe me, they deserve every single penny that they get. I've heard different numbers, but I've been hearing on average that some of our soldiers that are coming back that are disabled are roughly getting $8,000 a month. Now, I believe they deserve more. But what we want to do is be able to have that soldier say, you know, thank you, Uncle Sam, for giving me this money, but how about you keep it and pay off our deficit so my grandchildren don't have to struggle and pay off our deficit. So that's our goal, is to replace their income that the government's giving them for their disability with, you know, $200,000 plus through what the Hope Collection can teach them on how to build a business and work from home, so they're not away from their families. They've been away from their families long enough, and then when they come back, their family is kind of distraught when they come back. If they're disabled, now what? Now what are we going to do? They've got so many other challenges to worry about, and we want to alleviate that through our farm, to where we'll provide housing, we'll provide education. So,
just a second, can I come in on Chris? I'm gonna cut off this whole conversation.
And you know what? I'm having a hard time not saying anything, but yes, you go right ahead, Dr. Jerry, okay. Because I have so much.
Let me do two things real quick. Number one, I want to say, Chris, when Chris said thank you for your service, believe it or not, I got chills in my body and tears in my eyes. That's it. Just that alone is more than enough. But let me give you what Chris just did, though. Imagine what I said. The VA will give you a little more benefits if you get a little more sicker. So most of the soldiers, I got to say this, they actually make themselves sicker on purpose just to get their benefits. But look at how Chris is thinking. Yeah, they do. I know behind the scenes, a lot of these guys are secret agents, sick. They got to take medication to get their benefits. They take the medication. But here's the real deal. Chris, back on active duty, I broke my rib jumping out of helicopters, right? But I couldn't tell the constructor because I get kicked out of school. And so I adapted, I overcame, and I drove on. I graduated from the air assault school, right, with honors, because the desire to achieve more. Now, watch this. What you're saying, Chris, is give those guys the same type of opportunity where they don't have to settle for less to get a little bit, where they can strive for the best and get a lot. And that's what the whole system is against that. The system is keep them docile, keep them dying. Dead men in wheelchairs, dead women in wheelchairs, what the system creates. What Chris creates is opportunity, which is God's doorway to wealth for generations to come. So, Chris, you guys, Josetta, you guys got the nail on the head. And I guarantee you, you give these soldiers the opportunity to excel, I guarantee they'll excel. And they'll help the economy. They'll help their families. They'll help everybody. It's just the way it works. But the system has it back.
I absolutely believe that. That's a wonderful program that you've outlined, Chris. And thank you, Dr. Brown, for your comments. I appreciate everything that is going forth here, the information. But, Chris, I need to ask you a question. It sounds like you have really thought this program out, and it's going to be awesome for all of the veterans who are able to tap into it. How are you going to let the veterans know what you're doing with your dairy farm? How can they get involved?
It's word of mouth. I haven't thought it all the way through yet, but when God puts a vision in your heart, you just roll with it. You don't ask questions. You don't ask how. That will be provided along the way. So word
so
of mouth. The guy that's helping me design it, I used to work with him. I'm going to do a real long story and make it short. I worked on a farm in North Florida. I worked on a farm practically my whole life. I'm from upstate New York. I grew up on a farm, and I worked on the farm for 28 years, moved out of New York, came down here to Florida. About 3 years ago, I found a farm again to work on. So I was there for about a year and a half. Situations came up in my life where I had to I had to, leave the farm again. So but I've really always loved the farm. And so it came to me. I said, well, why don't you build your own farm? You know, I thought of that one day. And I said, and I said, well, there you go. That's an idea. But then that night I went to sleep, and I woke up out of a dead sleep, and I said, why don't I build the farm for disabled veterans to work at, and with the Hope Crest? And so it all just started to snowball from there. I contacted, or I was going to try to contact the guy that I used to work with on that farm. He left a little before I did. He was a feed manager for the farm. He put the feed program for the cows together. And I lost his number. That same day, he called me. He said, Chris, I don't know why I'm calling you, but it was put on my heart that I had to call you today. Now, I don't know where that came from. Well, I do know where that came from.
That's the Spirit of God right there. That's the Spirit of God. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't know why I'm calling you, but I'm calling you. I said, well, I can tell you why you're calling me. I've been wanting to put together a farm, and I said, I wanted to contact you to be my feed consultant. He said, Chris, I got good news and I got bad news. He said, the bad news is I'm not a feed consultant anymore. He says, but the good news is I now work for a company called Bull-U-Matics. And what they do, what they specialize in, is building farms from the ground up. And so I went and told him about what I wanted to do. And he said, Chris, I want to get on board with you free of charge. So he's putting the whole thing together for me from the ground up, the cost, from the equipment to we're having 200-300-yard-long greenhouses installed because we're going to do all this on 100 acres of land. And if anybody knows anything about farming, if you're milking 1,200 cows, you need at least 2,500 acres of land just to grow crops for those cows. But what we're doing is we're going to do like a barter system. We're going to ask area farmers around if they would grow the crops for us. In return, we're going to give them fertilizer from the manure because we're actually going to put a system in that separates the solid from the liquid. The solid will be dried to will be dried down, and then it will be burned in our boiler to where we'll produce steam that will run our generator that's going to run the entire farm. The whole idea is for the farm to be totally off the grid. Not only the farm, but the housing for all of our employees, because we don't want them to have to worry about paying any bills. We want them to concentrate on building a business to where we got an electric bill due. How are we going to do this? We'll take care. We're in the Sunshine State for a reason. God gave us sun for a reason down here. And I don't know why every house here in the state of Florida isn't hooked up to solar energy, because there's so much sunshine down here what we're going to have is we're going to have solar panels around the farm, on the roofs of the barns. We're going to have rain catches that catches the rain, and that's what we're going to use to water our greenhouses. So we're going to be as self-efficient as possible. Even the gates in the barns are going to be designed. If we got a soldier with one arm, he can easily open and close the gates without struggling. We got equipment that they can drive with one arm because they got foot pedals that can control the arms of the buckets and stuff like that. So, and then it's one stick coming up that's like a T, and they can use that to turn one hand, you know, with one arm they can turn that to turn the tractor left or turn the tractor right. So everything is going to be designed around a person that is disabled to fulfill the job, and they're going to be paid a decent wage, and in the same time they're going to be taught through the Hope Collection. It might not be any of the programs in the Hope Collection, but the Hope Collection also has over 3,000 areas to where they can get certified in. So they can be certified in many other different things. So it's just going to be a beautiful program. And the idea is to spread this across the United States, not just, I guess you would call it a mini franchise. And, you know, maybe one of our guys that work with us, you know, will say, hey, Chris, I want to take the same idea and go to the state of Georgia. Or, hey, Chris, I want to do this in Alabama. Or, hey, I want to take this out to Nevada or wherever. I've already got friends up in New York. My brother's a veteran, and he's been a farmer his whole life. And he's actually going to be putting one together up in New York as well. After ours is designed, it'll be a cookie cutter for the state of New York up there. So,
Chris, that is absolutely amazing, the project that you have put together. You're creating something that is going to be environmentally self-sufficient and utilizing the resources of our veterans. Now, I have something I've got to share with you. This is just my little story. I unfortunately never did serve in the military, but my business, I am a business owner of Positive Promotions, LTD, Television and Video Productions. We have had to go to military bases to produce documentary films for them. And one of the things that was so amazing to me, because I had no knowledge and no close contact with the military prior to that, is that when we actually went to satisfy this contract and were on the military bases, the people there were off the charts smart, very, very smart. So what Dr. Jerry Brown was saying, that these individuals are a different caliber, I absolutely concur. The way they were able to think and process and everything is very detailed and very organized. So what you're doing, Chris, is wonderful, and I hope that it does catch and that it goes across the country and that this first one is the first of many. Now, we have lots of callers on our line, and I am inviting anybody else who wants to jump into the conversation, who wants to add to the conversation. Let me let those people know what's going on who just joined us. I am guest hosting for Mr. Joel Griffin today. I'm Josetta, and I have the pleasure of filling in for him. And we are talking about our veterans harnessing one of our greatest resources and how the Hope Collection has seeing the value in harnessing all of the potential and all of the skills that veterans bring back to the United States. So feel free to jump in the conversation at two, and we are keeping hope growing. That's what we're doing. I took off my glasses.
Hey, Josetta. Josetta.
Yes, yes, yes. Who's this?
Hi, it's Bob Oakley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And you're doing a fine job. Your first time doing this, and I appreciate you doing that. I've heard Chris's story a number of times. His vision and the tremendous effort that he's undertaking. And every time I hear it, it just brings. It brings tears to my eyes and just a special feeling in my heart. And it's very representative of just how many of the projects that people are working on in the Hope Collection. And since I have the honor to be serving on the board of Hope, I get involved in finding out and learning about and understanding all the projects that are coming down the line. So one of the things that I wanted to address, and the reason I came on, was to answer your question that you asked Chris about how are you going to get the veterans. I can guarantee you, since the Hope Collection, the people on the Hope Collection, and especially Joel Griffin, has a direct pipeline into the Department of Defense and the Veterans Department, and he's on the transition teams that are transitioning veterans out of military life into civilian life. So we're not going to have any problem helping Chris get people. It's going to be an easy process of helping people to move into that effort and other efforts as well as that we're involved with in the Hope Collection. So I just wanted to mention that because I think it's important that people understand that we're not vetting and implementing these projects without the expectation that all the projects are going to be filled with people who need jobs and people who want to have a better world for themselves, and that's what it's all about.
And I see my brother was a veteran, served in North Korea, and I have an uncle who served in the military, and he actually died in the military. So I'm very familiar with that, and it's very near and dear to my heart. All the veterans that I know, a very good friend of mine is a Marine, a retired Marine from the military, and he tells me about the experiences he's having getting benefits and so forth. And it's not, I'll tell you, it's not a pretty picture. People are having a very hard time getting the benefits that they were promised, and they have to fight, and sometimes they have to get attorneys to help them out. So that's where hope comes in, because we're there to help people and connect them to the right people to get the benefits that they want and deserve. I'm very proud of anyone that served their country, and I thank them all the time, like Chris said, for serving their country. I was in a restaurant day before yesterday, and it was a young man standing there with a cap on, and it said a Vietnam veteran. And I walked up to him, and I said, "You served in Vietnam?" And he says, "Yes." "I want to thank you." I held out my hand. I said, "I want to thank you for serving your country." And I think that's so important that we pay that little bit of respect to all of our military who serve their country so well and put their lives on the line.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. Thank you for your comments, Bob. What is amazing to me is that our veterans are having difficulty receiving their benefits. That should not be. It's ridiculous. But obviously that is their truth, and so we're going to have to help with that. Chris, I wanted to ask you a question. On the front end of your dairy farm, are you involving veterans in that piece as well, in building the construction of it, any of the architectural planning or anything? Are veterans involved in the front end of your dairy farm project?
That I don't know yet, because the farm itself is going to be designed, and Volumatic actually puts the farm together. And I'm not sure, you know, who they have on their crew, but there is going to be work that needs to be done that company can't do in the forefront, and it's going to be done by veterans. So my whole idea is to, even before we start milking cows, there's a lot of stuff that has to happen on the farm before we get in there. So once it's up, there's still a lot of work that needs to happen, and that's where you pull in your regular job force or your labor crew, if you will. That's where it will be the people that is going to be working on the farm that's going to have their hands in that as well. So if we got a guy that's who's going to bring the cows from the barn to the parlor, we want him out there with us who might have one arm and say, okay, this might not work this way. I think it would be better designed this way. So that way it's already designed it's already working for a man or a woman who's missing an arm. It's going to be designed around their ideas of how it should be for their particular handicap.
Excellent. So their input is absolutely needed and valued. That's wonderful. It does sound like the veterans just want to be appreciated. And I guess in life we all just want to be appreciated for whatever it is, our talent, our skill, our gifting, that we give in service to other people. And it is important to say thank you. That's one word that we don't say often enough, thank you. We appreciate what you've done, the fact that you've sacrificed, and even recognize that people sacrifice. So we're here today optimizing our life on Blog Talk Radio. I am your fill-in host, Josetta, and we are talking about hope. To want to wish for with a feeling of confident expectation. I think what we are hearing today certainly bodes well for confident expectation. We're expecting to see that huge cow dairy farm with disabled vets. We're going to see a lot of different things happening through the Hope Collection. And we appreciate you listening to us today. If there's anybody else that has a comment, this is a good time to jump in. and let's talk about it. Dr. Jerry Brown, did you have anything else that you wanted to add to the conversation? Okay, maybe he has gone. I don't hear him. But if there's anyone else, the lines are open. So feel free to jump in.
Country boy is here.
Hey, country boy. Oh, my goodness.
Girlfriend, I'm sitting over here. I got a chart out just making and taking notes. Good afternoon, everybody. And Chris.
Let me introduce you before you get going, everybody. This is Country Boy. This is a very dear, dear friend of mine who actually introduced me to Mr. Joel Griffin. So we welcome you on, and we are anxious to hear what you've got to say. Take it away, Country Boy.
Well, you know, I'm just tickled pink when they start talking about cows and manure and all that kind of stuff that I grew up with. I have a friend of mine. We just built a project for him. He's got 30 chicken houses doing the organic egg thing. And, of course, we sell the manure or trade it with the farmers, like Chris said earlier, as a bartering system to help organically grow their products. I'm from originally from a little German town in the northeast Georgia mountains called Helen, Georgia. I actually live off the grid outside of the rural area, so you actually do have to drive to my closest neighbor's house. But when it comes to being able, I heard Chris say, well, I don't know exactly how we're going to do this thing, but we have to get the word out, word of mouth. Well, that's where Urban Spice Magazine comes in. Y'all heard me talk about Urban Spice Magazine, and that's why I talk so much. I'm on 6 different international radio talk shows every day. I reach over 1.5 million of people, so I know, you know, if y'all need anybody to get the word out, I'm going to tell, okay? Second thing is I also was fortunate enough to work with the federal government when they came in to build the Atlantic Station before the Olympics came. So I was a research person that did stuff on environmental things, on how to make things safer and use things from the soil, which I became a specialist in agriculture. So now when it comes to harnessing, I've taken my friend and put special pumps in the creek, nearby creek, and pump water into his greenhouses so they can actually say they're growing stuff organically without the use of chlorine water. My friend down in New Orleans, when we're talking about solar panels, most people don't understand that when you harness energy from the sun, we know that the sun comes equipped with ultraviolet blue rays. But when you put the solar panels into your home, they don't know that it multiplies, it intensifies the UV rays 30 times. So you can get cancer 30 times faster. But he's already figured out how to fix that problem for the federal government. Now you're starting to see street lights that harness the sun. Chris says we're in the sunshine state. I don't know why they're not harnessing energy. Even here in Georgia, you harness energy, it captures it, puts it in a battery, and comes dark. The street lights run off of solar energy. I have some ladies that work with me. They call themselves H3O. They can take contaminated water and out of a toilet and make it safe enough for you to drink. So when it talks about, y'all put this one so I can coast to a stop because I talk too much. Put this one into your vocabulary. Super friends. That's when you bring friends and you collect a whole group of people like we have here with the Hope Foundation. We become family. If you put friends and family together, you develop something called super friends. Yeah, super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind, working together to help bless humankind. Now, we're talking about every man, every woman, every boy, every girl working together to help make for a better world. It was just 50-some-odd years ago when they decided that we need to make a left-hand can opener. Think about it. When you open the old manual can openers, even military style, they gave them to you. The little twist thing was always on the right, which means that if the left hand knew you had to use it like Jimi Hendrix, he had to flip it upside down. And have you ever tried to open a can upside down? Then they designed left-hand golf club. So when Chris says we're going to use, Joe said, I love that question you asked, are they going to use any veterans up front? Because they can take all the best, smartest architects around the planet and design something, but they people that designed it have two hands, or two arms, two legs. So you're able to bring in now a machine that will take the sand that they dump in a pile and make the bricks from the location. Yes, we can put the veterans to work right up front. Yes, we can develop jobs. Yes, we can design it to where a man can do it if he has one leg or one arm or can't see out one eye. So these are the things that we're doing, bringing forth. And, again, we have no excuses on why we don't do these things, because we know that we are the most intelligent creatures on the planet. And you already know what happens when you took two minds and two people come together and pray. Well, what happens when you put together super friends from around the planet? We bring forth hope, and we are an unstoppable force, and we do not need people's permission.
Wow, absolutely. I hear, hear, hear. You have said it so eloquently, Country Boy. We are super friends, and we are helping to make for a better world. And you're right, we don't need anybody's permission, because what we're doing is sanctioned by God. So that's absolutely wonderful. For those of you who have joined our call, this is Blog Talk Radio. We are taking this time, this Hope for Lunch, to optimize our lives. We're talking about our veterans. We're talking about hope. A lot of really great conversation going forward here. I got to take 1 minute to put out a commercial, commercial for the Golden Hope Radio Show. Mr. Joel Griffin has been kind enough to allow us to actually produce the Golden Hope Radio Show Monday from 12 until 1. I told him, I said, I can do it better than I can tell you about it. So let me show you instead of talk about it. So we're going to have an hour Monday to actually do and produce the Golden Hope Radio Show. So please tune in then and listen and find out exactly what the show is all about. I know you've heard me talking about it here and there, but I want you to actually hear what it's all about. So Monday, Blog Talk Radio, same place, same time, but you'll be listening to the Golden Hope Radio Show. But today, we are talking about the Hope Collection. We're optimizing our life, and we are moving hope forward. Now, in our last few minutes of power, is there anybody else who wants to weigh in on the conversation? I think we're having some very important dialogue. I'm finding out a lot about resources that I didn't know were available, and then environmental living, clean living, off-the-grid living, which is something I think a lot of us are going to have to consider as we move forward. Anybody else want to join the conversation? It's your time. Well, I don't hear anybody, so one more, going once. Anybody else want to join the conversation?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I didn't think you could hear me. This is Penny Anderson calling, and I am on the board of the Hope, and I just wanted to pop in here because we couldn't get in earlier, and just to say hello because I've heard of you. You're Josette, am I correct?
Josette, yes, yes. And welcome. I'm glad that you're on our call, yes.
Yes, you sound like a lady of experience for sure. I hear you are. And it's just great to hear you.
Well, thank you. We won't talk about what experiences, but yes, I've had some.
We all. Okay. Anyway, and I think you're calling Country Boy, the new name, Dr. Jerry Brown.
Yes, Country Boy and Dr. Jerry Brown was on as well, yes.
I was on the call the last time and he came on one day, and it was just delightful and really great that he came on and shared all that stuff. And it just amazes me what some people are out there doing while others are just doing nothing. And it's so heartwarming to hear fire to help others. And I didn't have anything specific to say, but I just wanted to touch bases with you and find out who you were and everything, because I've heard your name.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate your comments. Yeah, and I have to agree with you. That fire is really important, that we don't just talk about what it is that our dreams are, that we live them, that we activate them, that we get up and we do something every day towards making our dreams a reality. That's so very important. I think when we take one step, God takes the rest. It's important that we move in the right direction, and God will meet us exactly where we are at our point of need. Is there anyone else who would like to weigh in on our call today who would like to offer any type of comments, input? Is that a yes? Okay. in that case, I have something that I would like to share with everybody. This might not be the norm, but it's something that was put on my heart to share with you. I love music. I love music of all different kinds. I love the arts, and that's another thing that makes me very interested in the Hope Collection, because we touch upon the arts and certainly support the work of artists. But I was listening to a song that is entitled Don't Worry. It's by a young man named Freddie Britt. You probably have never heard it before because it gets no airplay. But I think it's a phenomenal song. It's a song that leaves people full of hope. It's called Just Don't Worry, and I'd like to play it for you. Take a listen and tell me what you think about it. Don't worry. All right, I don't know about you, but I now know that it's going to be all right. Everything is working out I have optimized my life. You're optimizing your life. That's what we're doing right here on the Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be all right. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today. We're going to offer a final comments from our listening audience. Dr. Jerry Brown, did you have anything else that you wanted to weigh in with? Okay. Well, we thank you so much for offering the comments. We thank you for sharing your information, Chris, about your dairy farm. Bob, we thank you for weighing in, sharing. Thank you for calling. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time to guest host the Hope Collection. We're hoping that you're telling people about the wonderful works that are going forward. We're trying to make sure that everybody is motivated and we're moving forward with the right energy, with a God-infused energy, determined to carry out those projects that we know that have been placed on our hearts to do. And I think the wonderful thing is that there's a resource, that there are other people who understand the passion for fulfilling a God-given vision. And that's what we're doing here on our Blog Talk Radio, where we're optimizing our life. Take that moment and understand how important it is to connect with other people. It's all about humanity touching humanity. And so that's what we're doing, inspiring hope. And know that it's going to be all right. Everything is working out for the highest and greatest good. I am your fill-in host for today. My name is Josetta. It has been a pleasure spending lunchtime with you, having a lunch of hope. And I want to encourage you to have a wonderful day, a blessed, plenty day, as we are counting down to our last few minutes while we're on the air. We don't have but two more minutes. Is there anything that anybody wants to say during our last little shout-out, our last little time of power? This is it. It's now or never for the day. Go right ahead. Mics are open. Okay. Well, I don't hear anybody. So, you know, yes, go right ahead.
You know that my boy says that we're serving up hope, not dope. We're going to get the veterans off the medicine. We're going to get them back to work. They can do what they was over there fighting against thousands of people that they didn't even know, and now they come home and they're fighting against a few people that they do know. So we're going to take this thing, and God said it's late in the midnight hour, in the middle of the afternoon, he's going to turn it all around, and it's left up to us to turn this world upside down, and we're going to reverse the way the things that they have been trying to do, and it's not been working. We know what works, left up to the people, and that's who we are. We are the people that's going to change the world and turn it upside down.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate that comment. Yes, we're going to turn this whole world around and make it a better place because we have the power. And, again, we don't have to ask for anybody's permission. Thank you, Country Boy. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for believing. Thank you for having hope. And thank you for holding on to your hope and moving forward. I'm Josetta. I've been filling in for your main host, Mr. Joel Griffin. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you on Monday from 12 until 1 on Monday. And we're going to see what tomorrow holds for us, but have an awesome Thursday. Make it count. I think we have said it all. So God bless you. Each and every one of you have a fantastic day, and we will join you tomorrow, same place, same time, and that same message of hope. All the best. God bless you.
Trey, let me kill the line. I'll call you back.